Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are scared because they painted themselves into a corner, put themselves between a rock and a hard place. They screwed the pooch, and now they want to sell the pups. Boy, those puppies are ugly. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8254. Welcome. Also, I want to welcome the folks of St. Louis at Real Talk Radio Network, Real Talk 93.3, the voice of freedom. There are people out there who are speaking back, speaking out against the tyranny that this nation is now under because of the Democrats, the big cheat, all the things that you know that happened and the things that they now have to cover up. And folks, as you listen to my voice, the voice of Kevin Jackson, I want you to understand this. Democrats spend 99.9% of their day covering up their vicious, vile, evil lies. What do you spend your time doing? You spend your time in the fight. But see, you don't have to remember your lies. You don't have to try to cover up for the nonsense you told somebody because you are on the side of righteousness. You are looking for truth. What happened to searching for truth? Democrats, folks, are shapeshifters. They move from topic to topic, lie to lie with ease. And you should note something. Democrats think they know everything. They think they are experts at everything. They have ruined the word expert the same way they've ruined special. Oh, Kevin, you can't say retarded. They're special. Well, let's say this. Democrats are special. Did you catch that State of the Union? Well, I tell you what. Here's what I will tell you. Democrats better be scared after watching that poor performance by Biden. Putin is the new Trump. And Biden's going to get tested. Everything else that came out of his mouth were lies. It was pomp and circumstance to try to make Biden look like he had some kind of gravitas. Let's try to present him as he's our guy. I'm not even going to talk about it. It truly isn't worth it. Back to the problems of the Democrats. They got big egos. Now, folks, you can't find a Democrat that isn't a Russian-Ukraine expert. Suddenly, these people who don't know whether to wind their butt or pat their watch are telling you what to do in Russia and Ukraine and how the situation is. And you got all these so-called experts coming on TV. Let me make you a bet about these experts. You want to know a bet? You want me to make you a bet? Huh? You want a challenge? I'll challenge you. These people have never been to Russia. They studied it theoretically in school. Let me ask you, how good can you be at theoretical medicine, for example? Would you want a doctor who's only studied in theory? I'm saying, how many people do you think are real experts in this Ukraine or Ukraine-Russia nonsense? Are you? I'll tell you this, I'm not. Not at all, not by a long shot. The only thing I can do is I can make assumptions. I can make presumptions. The things that I say are based on common sense. They're based on observations. I'm like the guys of old time that didn't have all the internet and, you know, all the power of the world in my fingertips with my smartphone. I just watch the stars and I watch the animals and I come up with all this stuff on how things work. And I've learned something by watching and being very vigilant in my, you know, my paying attention. And here's what I've learned. I've learned that our media is crooked. I don't know if you've come to this conclusion, but I suspect you have. I've learned this. I've learned that our government is crooked. So you have two major components of how you're supposed to get your information, and you're supposed to trust those two sources, right? The media and the government, and you can't trust either. So why should I believe that this government is acting in the interest, the best interest of anybody except the crooks who control it? Now, can we all agree on that? Let me ask you, the very, you know, astute listeners to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, let me ask you, do you believe that the media is crooked? that they're not giving you all the information? And do you believe that our government is crooked, that you don't get all the information? And don't make me go into detail, because I'll get preachy. See, I don't think I think the government lied to us about Russian collusion. I think the media participated. I think the government lied about Hillary Clinton and the role that she played in the attempted takedown of Trump in 2016. And I believe the media was complicit. I can back this up, by the way. I believe that the media, that the government lied about Wu flu and the media was complicit. I believe the government lied about Wu flu vaccines and continues to, and the media is complicit. I'll cover some of this today. See, this is an attempt to keep you miserable. I'm going to cover happy in the next hour. We're going to be happy part of the show. Anyway, if we keep doing recaps of how many times this government lied, the list would be compelling. Too long to count. There's a troll on a thread that I participate in, an email thread, where people want my opinion on various things. I try to get them to come to the show, but they apparently like to read. And this one troll, his name is Joe, he chronicled the so-called Trump lies in a recent post. And I ask him a simple question. I want to explain to you how you debate leftist trolls, never Trumpers, whatever they call themselves. But I ask this very simple question. How many times has Biden lied? He had no answer. You want to know why? Because he isn't even bothering to count. See, if lying to him is so important, give me both sets. See, I don't believe Trump lied. I believe Biden lied. I'm not counting his lies because I don't care. But what I can tell you is I can identify his lies, blatant lies. And so can they. Ask the people that said Trump lied. Ask them to tell you where. But you know what they'll do? Oh, Trump lied over 31,443 times. He either lied or he stretched the truth. But he can't give me a single number of lies from a pathological liar. Now, if he said to me, Kevin, honestly, Biden lies so much, it's well beyond Trump. I'd say, okay, I see why you didn't count. But he couldn't give me any. He didn't say 14. When you're not even tracking the other side, I know you're not genuine. And I want to be clear with the audience. There is no such thing as a never Trump Republican. Trump defines Republican. And let me tell you what Joe Biden's doing on his end. This knucklehead who got cheated in is now financing Russia's war with Putin. Because how brain dead must you be to, one, buy oil from Russia, and two, get your party to vote against sanctioning the Russian pipeline? Unless you're in cahoots with the Russians.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Liars and scam artists define the word Democrat. You look it up, and Webster should just put it there. If it says Democrat, it should say lying skank. It should say scam artist. It should say scoundrel, evil. You know, see evil is what it should say. I mean, it's all that in a bag of chips. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You're like, Kevin, we will never get anywhere with Democrats with name calling. And to that I say, shut up, you sissies. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Tough love. Tough love over here. 844-551-8255 if you want to comment about how great the show is. Because otherwise, I don't want to hear from you. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. If you think this show is not good, I really do want to hear from you. I do. And I know it's some, Kevin, you should have more guests. You should do, I know. Look, there's a lot of things we can do to improve the show. But for right now, you got me. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Name calling, huh? Yeah, Kevin, that's my problem. I mean, you know, I try to teach my kids not to be bullies, and I just really want people to, you know, let's just live good amongst ourselves, and let's be good to one another, and I'll shut up, you punk. Name calling is your problem with my style, right? I know that's why some people supposedly hate Donald Trump. Donald Trump, he's so juvenile. Little Marco, what do you call Jeb Bush? No energy, Jeb, etc. Oh my goodness, we name call. Look, and here's the thing. I know. For the naysayers, I know. I get it. You're so adult. Yeah, you should be proud of yourselves. You're virtue signaling. You're such an adult. Kevin, why do you do such and such? And people tell me this. For a long time, you know, I've got a few decades behind me here. And they say, why don't you just grow up? And then you read a book and it says, hey, find your inner child. Stay young. How do you stay young? By acting young, by being young, by doing things young people do. One of my best buddies, he passed away, sadly. Foster Freeze said to me, he goes, Kev, he goes, I can't stand old people. I went, what? He was 80 years old when he told me this. He goes, they just think old. They do old. They act old. He goes, I like being around young, vibrant people. I'll tell you this right now. I don't act my age. I ain't done with name calling. Don't think I've skipped it. I don't act my age. I look at people 30 years old and I think, look at that old man. And I'm much older than 30, you know, and I'm going, look at that old dude right there. Because I feel younger. Why? Because I act juvenile. And you know what? You adults out there, you know, people, Kevin, let's show some decorum here. Let's play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. Let me tell you, the other side isn't there a bunch of little children acting, throwing tantrums, not getting their way. And you're giving it to them because you don't know how to raise your children. Pay attention, conservatives. This black man is preaching you today. You don't know how to raise your kids. I know you think you do. Time out now, little Teddy. Little Tommy, little Susie, little whatever. Little Sarah. While Jaquan is over there slapping around a dog. You know what I mean? Jaquan is robbing your place and got your daughter pregnant. And you're over there. Now, listen, Timmy. You're in Timmy's room. And you're telling him to be good and don't bully and don't name call. You know who you're losing to? You're losing to the juveniles. You're losing to the miscreants across the board. Don't think I'm lying. California pays miscreants to go on vacation. Hey, look, if you're really bad, we'll give you money. But if you're really good, we'll penalize you. We'll indoctrinate you. But if you're really bad, we'll give you a trip to Hawaii. We want to show you what the world really looks like. Really? Where else are you losing? Do you find yourself looking at things logically and going, how does this make any sense? Why am I not able to win here? Name calling. Democrats specialize in name calling. And you don't even realize it.
Oh, it's not good. It's not polite. We should reach across the aisle.
As I've said many times, if I'm going to reach across the aisle, it will be to choke a Democrat. I ain't reaching across the aisle. I don't need to see what's on the other side of these bullies. That's what they are. They're bullies. And the difference is I know how to deal with a bully. I smack them in the mouth. Name calling. Hey, anti-vaxxers. Heard that term? Huh? Climate deniers. Heard that one? Maybe racist, huh? Have you heard racist? Have you heard homophobe? Have you heard xenophobe? Have you heard transphobe? They call you names every single day. And you go, I don't want to name call. Whatever. Okay, little putz. I'll name call. How about I name call you and I name call for you? That's the way these little putzes get what they want, and you don't even know. Most of the people in America on the conservative side don't know that they, I don't know what's going on, but they don't think they're in a fight. They think this is all just, okay, we lost the basketball game today, but everybody's going to get a trophy. Everybody's not getting a trophy. You're not going to get a trophy. Neither are your kids or your grandkids. Sanity is not going to get a trophy. Nothing is promised to us. We must fight for it. And let me tell you, it's going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. It's biblical. Read your Bible. It's biblical. And if you don't read a Bible, get with somebody that does. Because they'll explain it to you. You better get strong in your resolve. So I was talking about this Russia situation, all the experts now that know all about it, the same experts that got everything wrong on Russia, on Hillary Clinton, on Wu Flu, on vaccines, on taxes, on policy regarding Iran, on climate change, on all of it. But they're all experts now. They can tell you exactly how things need to go. Well, I ask you this question. How is it possible that the Democrats would vote against sanctioning the Russian pipeline? Dirty energy. It's not clean energy. Democrats practically have us at war with Russia, particularly Joe Biden. Thus, they are supposed to be the enemy. So how is it possible that Senate Democrats blocked the Republican bill to impose immediate sanctions on Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline? Well, I have a theory. It involves Hunter the crackhead Biden. It involves the so-called conspiracy that Trump had with Russia that didn't exist. See, because I believe there is a conspiracy that does exist with Russia. I believe that the Democrat Party is trying to play both hands against the middle in dealing with Ukraine and Russia, and they don't want to tell us the truth. I believe they get up every morning trying to figure out how to hide more and more dirt from the people that pay the bills. Senator Ted Cruz wanted to restore the Trump-era sanctions that Biden withdrew regarding Nord Stream 2. It's almost complete. And so, I don't know what's going on with Putin. I have no idea how much oil goes where, what pipelines exist where, etc. But I do know this. I know that Joe Biden can't be in a very good negotiating position when we, number one, buy oil from Russia. Number two, when most of Europe buys oil from Russia. And he's going to try to be Tommy Toughbutt? Good luck with that. We got more when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden continues to tell Americans and Russian President Vladimir Putin that his administration was fully ready for war all along. But Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, told Newsmax there's a lot more than just the Russian threat.
We should be focusing on Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. I call them the new axis of evil. And of course, we know that Russia and China and Iran were quite emboldened by what they saw take place in Afghanistan. The American people want answers.
Blackburn also reminded us that the United States will not stop buying Russian oil and that we continue to buy over 600,000 barrels per day. And in a big disappointment yesterday for baseball fans, the spring season has been pushed back for the first time in more than a quarter of a century. The league has started canceling games after the Players Union rejected the latest offer to end the three-month lockout. This is USA Radio News. Former Louisville detective Brett Hankinson testified in his own defense about actions during the police raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Defense attorney Stuart Matthews.
He returned fire in the direction of where he had seen the original shot come from within the apartment. He was attempting to defend and save the lives of his brother officers who he thought were still caught in what they call the fatal funnel in that doorway.
Hankinson was fired by police for shooting blindly during the raid. He fired 10 shots, none of which hit Taylor or her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker. No police were charged in the woman's death. Former President Donald Trump, calling the growing Russia-Ukraine situation a holocaust, called for the end to the killing that is taking place and said the escalation has grown because the United States and President Joe Biden are no longer respected. He said in an interview with Fox Business that it's time to work out a deal with Russia to stop the hostilities, and the nation has gotten deeper than they thought possible with Ukraine's strong defense forces. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A lot of stuff still going on in Russia and Ukraine, and it's dominating the conversation. As you guys know, I like to bounce around a little bit because I don't want to be a one-trick pony on any given day. We're going to be dealing with this for quite some time. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a buzz. And by the way, thanks for all the people who are writing in, because we got a couple new markets, five new markets, which is kind of cool, you know, to open up in so many so quickly. The most notable, not that I'm dismissing any of the others, is the addition of St. Louis, which is where I moved from when I went to Arizona. And I enjoyed my time in St. Louis, even though I got to tell you, I love waking up to sunshine every day for the most part in Arizona. In the winter, it's 60 degrees. Yeah, I can go golfing pretty much anytime I want. I like that aspect of Arizona, but I do like the seasons, and I like the people, and I like doing a hit on another station. I won't say it anymore because I'm not on that station. But anyway, I'm glad to be back. Thank you guys for the notes, the positive feedback. I do the show for me. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I try to do a show that I find entertaining, that pleases me. And, you know, look, as I said, I remember talking about Wu Flu back in the day. I said, guys, if we're going to talk about this, we run out of things to talk about, but it will get boring. It'll get tedious. So we're going to jump around a little bit just to keep it interesting. And you can always contact us. We love hearing from you to understand what you'd like to hear, maybe a format, a guest, things like that. We are going to start having more guests on. I know I'm interesting, but I want you to hear other people's point of views as well. Anyway, if you do happen to miss the show, you can go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com to hear the podcast and check out everything else that we do. And so you guys are aware, podcast for guys like me is really where the money is. Once you, go and listen, if you catch a piece of the show while you're listening terrestrially, you're driving down the road or something, and you go back and check out the podcast, that's the controllable piece for us. It's digital dollars, and we can't get doxed or cancel cultured or anything else. So be sure to do that and tell a friend. If you like the show, tell a friend. Anyway, I want to jump a little bit. I talked earlier about Democrats voting against the Russian pipeline sanctions, and you got to ask yourself, what do these people think? How long do they think they can take an anti-American stance on things, or that we don't get it, that we don't understand? Wait a minute, you're the one that's the problem. Man. Just before the State of the Union, the mask mandate was lifted for Congress. What timing, right? We've been walking around here with mouth diapers on for the better part of a year and a half, almost 2 years. And suddenly, We're backing away. Now, for those of you who've been listening to the program, you know my stance. I told you, the Democrats would try to, take off the mask. We weren't the ones that told you guys to get vaccinated, because now the cake is about to hit the fan. And let me just say this, it's a dookie cake. You're not going to like the flavor of this cake. Yeah, things are about to go bad. Not that, by the way, on the mask mandate being taken away from Congress, as if they were honoring it anyway, right? How many examples of violations did we witness during the Great Reset attempt? Nancy Pelosi getting her hair done. Gavin Newsom, her nephew, at multiple events without a mask. Cuomo, the Love Gov, many others. Let me ask you, do you think they were isolated incidents? Do you think this was anecdotal? Do you think that the Magic Johnsons of the world, who take pictures with Garcetti, who's what, the mayor of Los Angeles, do you think this is accidental that this stuff happened? That we see these guys spotted it while they're telling you, wear that mouth diaper. Oh, it's a federal regulation when you're at the airport to wear the diaper. By the way, let me tell you something I learned. You don't have to wear your mask in the airports. Not anymore. You only have to wear it on the plane. And that's about to die. Because the Democrats it's run its course. I mention this next story to remind people of what I said a while back, that the Democrats will back away from the WHO flu mandates, and eventually they'll pretend that they never happened. What are you talking, Kevin? What are you talking? The mouth diaper? Mask? What? Yeah, you're forcing people to wear masks. Kevin, not us. Not the Democrats. No, we would never do that. We would never take away your freedoms. Go back and listen to the things that they said. Oh, mandates, vaccine mandate. No, we would never. That's not, we can't even do that. These are things they said with their own mouths. But let me tell you, it'll get worse. Let me tell you, people that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Network right now, I promise you, if you think that they're just going to back away, let me tell you where it's going to go. They will eventually back away, pretend it didn't happen, and then they will blame you, Republicans and conservatives. They will, if anybody wants to take away, look at what these people did. Trump, he's the one that did Operation Warp Speed, and then by the time it is done, you'll be going, wait, what? You're blaming me? I told this story a couple times. I have a buddy. His name is Paul. He went to school in Illinois. Good-looking dude, athletic, etc. But Paul could not read. He's in his junior year in high school. He cannot read. He's about going into his senior year. They're going to graduate him. He said, heck no. I can't even read. I'm not you think if he couldn't read, could he do math? Did he understand social studies, civics? No, he was not prepared for the real world. So Paul leaves school, he drops out. On principle, I'm telling you, I'm going to have him on the show. He'll tell you this story. He says, Kevin, I was not going to let these people graduate me knowing that I couldn't read. I wasn't going to give them that feather in their cap. So he leaves. You know what Paul becomes? A stick-up man. So Paul starts robbing white folks. He says it like that. Man, I was robbing white people. He goes, my only interaction with white people was when I was robbing them. Now, who should have a negative feeling about black folks? Whites or blacks or Paul? Paul looked at white people as a mark. I'm going to take that money and that'll be that. Then you wonder why white people would go, oh, I'm going to stay away from these black folks. This is what this man told me. I mean, look, I'm telling you the honest to God truth here. So Paul then becomes a stick-up man. He gets caught. He goes to prison. And he says, Kevin, we were having this conversation. He says to me, he says, man, Kev, my cellie said, that's his cellmate. Yeah, I got to explain that to the white people. He said, my cellie said he was the worst kind of criminal, man. He was a rapist. My cellie was a rapist. And he said, man, he said, I would rape a woman and I would make her think it was her fault. That's what my cellie told me. And I said, Paul, that ain't the worst kind of criminal. And he looked at me like, what? I said, the worst kind of criminal is a guy who says, I raped a woman, but I didn't make her think it was her fault. I made her believe that somebody else did it. I said, see, that's what the Democrats did. They have destroyed black people, raped us, metaphorically, and they blame the Republicans. And he looked at me the sky had opened up and God himself had spoken to him. And you want to know why? Because he never thought about it that way. Never thought about it that way. Many of you folks listening right now are like, yo, that Kevin Jackson is deep. And you'd be right. Yes, that is deep. That's what the Democrats do. So what I'm telling you is, ultimately, they will blame the Republicans. Ask yourself this question. How is it possible that the Republicans can free the slaves and not garner overwhelmingly the black vote, just on principle alone? How is that possible? You want to know why the left demonizes Donald Trump? Because they know that Donald Trump is the possibility of bringing black people back to the Republican Party. But let me move on because I wanted to talk about health care. California, Washington, and Oregon ending school mandates. Three of the most leftist states on the planet, right, in America, are ending their mask mandates after March 11. Why? The governors announced this jointly. These are people who were Gestapo, Nazi, Hitler-esque in every way, and suddenly they want to try to, oh, we're going to end the mask mandates. A flurry of moves, it's been described, to lift mandates in schools and mandates that remain for the broader public. And let me tell you, you're about to get on an airplane, and you're not going to have that mask, and we're all going to be smiling like, oh, it's so good that the government is so nice. And let me tell you what, there is nothing nice about what these people did. These imperialists, well, I got a lot of names for them. I can't say most of them on the radio. There's nothing nice about this. They never should have been able to do it. Let me tell you what they are, folks. They are rapists who not only make you feel bad for causing the rape, but they blame somebody else for what they did. That is what Democrats are doing, and that's what they're going to try to do with this WHO flu, and that's why I'm telling you in advance so you can be prepared.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I got to share this with you. We got some stuff coming up. Some shows that are planned that will blow your mind. I'm going to do a show on being a man. And you're going to want to have your teenage sons listen to this show. Oh my gosh, man. We were doing like a, we have all kinds of meetings all the time, but we were doing a thing on the manosphere and just riffing with some fellas. And I swear, there are times you want the recorder on. You're like, why are we recording this? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You know what I pride myself on with my radio show? I said this many times, but we have a lot of new people that have joined. I tell people this. I like that if you go back and listen to other shows, you will... It doesn't matter what was going on at the time, even though the issue that's happening, like if I say, oh, they cheated in the election, and you go back and you listen to it, it's still relevant. Because I try to do this show in a metaphorical way. It's kind of like going to church. How many times can you go hear about the birth of Christ or Easter or whatever? What makes it different is when a pastor can spin it, and I don't mean in a negative way, like the way leftists spin stuff, but he can put a personal touch to it. Or why go? Well, how much church can you get if it's the same sermons, you know, all the time? The walls of Jericho came tumbling down. You know, they marched around with the Ark of the Covenant. I mean, you've heard the stories, but what is it that makes it different? You want to know what makes it different? You, your life, what's happening in your life at the time. That's why you got to discuss this stuff metaphorically to make it resonate. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. You can reach me at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com, 844-551-8255. People are dying all over the world because of leftist policies. I'm going to say that again. I want you to understand what I'm telling you. People are dying all over the world because of leftist policies. Now, I'm not telling you that we're all going to die. We realize that. But you don't have to die the way leftists will kill you. You ready? War. You have any idea how many wars are being fought in this continent? We have the United Nations that was tasked with stopping wars, and we have more wars going on now than we did before the United Nations started. We're supposed to be getting more civilized, right? All this structure around making sure that people are communicating and talking with one another, etc., gets nothing. Let me ask you this. Are you at war in the United States? Now, I know you're smart enough to realize you are at war. You're at war with leftists who what? Don't want to communicate with you. Oh, they say they do. You're at war with leftists who claim they want to educate you when they really want to indoctrinate you. And they want one think, one group think. You're at war with them. And I think you realize it. Now, the question is how you can get other people, those middle of the roaders that think that they're so pie. Oh, we're very discerning in the middle. No, you're not. You can't make a decision. You don't want to pick a side in this war. What else we got for Democrats with war, with their leftist policies against people, get people killed? Crime. Who do you blame crime on? You blame crime on the people that believe in law and order, that don't want to use police as attack dogs, but actually for standing up to the Constitution, not imposing these draconian policies that violate the Constitution and saying, nope, that is not my responsibility as a law enforcement officer. And I could go on. Crime. Who's responsible for crime? The majority. Since you seem to be a little hesitant to say it, I'll say it for you. Those leftist, scandalous, scurrilous skanks, that's who's responsible for crime. The majority of crime committed in this country, somebody has a D after their name or voted for that person as a D after their name. You are not responsible for crime. You obey the law. You toe the line, not leftists. Neglect. Who's responsible for neglect? You good parents? You people that understand it takes two people to raise a child and that we have a responsibility as a society to build strong families? You or the left? So I want to go into this because I want to talk about mRNA and the side effects and how many people are being killed. Why? Because of leftist policies. Why? Because of greed. Strokes have increased 68,000% after you take the mRNA shot as compared to all other vaccines before it. That's what I read in a report. The casualty. The U.S. Food and Drug and the FDA, I'm not going to say who they are, and the NIH have been quietly studying neurological problems that have appeared in people after they took the Wu Flu vaccine. Two agencies studying this. FDA and the NIH. And here's what they said. They've manifested symptoms like facial paralysis, brain fog, One attempt to gain understanding of the problem that experts around the world are struggling to understand is being carried out by Dr. Janet Woodcock, who was acting commissioner of the FDA until February 17th. Woodcock, now the FDA's principal deputy director, has been personally evaluating neurological side effects from the Wu flu vaccines since September 13th of 2021, many of which they say have not been previously reported on. FDA epidemiologists are also gathering data to look into the issues. These came from emails requested by one of the conservative periodicals. So they won't tell you what's going on. They won't tell you that strokes are up 68,000%. And we did a complete show on this the other day about who's being impacted and how the insurance company data is jives with common sense, okay? The 18 to 65-year-olds who are dying in record numbers. And for the record, I predicted this. I said, you're going to watch people die. Nobody's going to tell you why. They're going to, oh, Teddy, he was really young. He was only 59. Yeah. Your 50s, that's middle age now to be in your 50s. It's supposed to be. You got people dropping like flies. Anyway, going on, they said this. According to the Cleveland Clinic, neuropathy is damage or dysfunction of one or more nerves that typically result in numbness, tingling, muscle weakness, and pain in the affected area. Neuropathy is frequently started in your hands and feet, but other parts of your body can be affected. Often called peripheral neuropathy, it indicates a problem within the peripheral nervous system. Your peripheral nervous system is a network of nerves outside of your brain and spinal cord that make up your central nervous system. These two systems working together, your brain and spinal cord, your central nervous system is a central station, central control. These mRNA drugs is attacking your control center. And they posted the chart on this. Where's the chart? Would you guys give me the chart? The data is absolutely scary. Oh, here it is. So they've got the cases of death from this vaccine, and they've got the percentage, et cetera. But let me just give you the different things that they listed. They said death, permanent disability, office visit. This is what got required after you took the shot. You either died permanently disabled, it required an office visit, an emergency room visit, you were hospitalized, prolonged hospitalized, you recovered, you had birth defects, life-threatening injuries, and not serious. Those are the categories. And let me just tell you, of the roughly 10,000 cases of this, and the chart is a little misleading because it also tracks double cases. It's got a lot of number comparisons, so I'm just going to cut to the chase. Of the not serious, which is 2,400 out of this roughly 10,000, you are more likely to have an office visit after you got the shot, have to have emergency room attention, get hospitalized, or be permanently disabled. That's what the data shows. And now the FDA and the NIH are finally starting to look at it. And here's why. Because they're backing away. They're backing away. They're looking for a scapegoat. They want Trump to step up. They want us to step up. They want to find somebody willing to take the fall. Where's Fauci? Where's Birx? A lot of these people are very quiet, noticeably quiet. Pretty soon you're going to have a hard time finding a vaccine. Trust me.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.